Now you get back to where you come from, Mr. Waititi. Tēnā koe, rawiri.
Morena, morena day. I expect to where you come from.
Oh, hey, come on, where? Yeah. Come on, go back. Go back to where you came from. Yeah. What did what do you make of that?
Oh no, disgusting, disgusting behaviour. But it's a behaviour that we're seeing more and more from Winston and Shane. You know, the butter chicken tsunami. You know, you're seeing the Mexicans home, and now you know, you're picking on China, our biggest trading partner. And a country that doesn't tariff us, Dale. It doesn't make sense. But beyond all of that, it was such a disgusting display of an unbecoming of a foreign affairs minister. You know, you just see these fellas get worse and worse and worse, and it's just a nod to the boomer voters that they want to support him. And you know, I'm also highly disappointed in the Speaker for not stepping in and keeping the order and the decorum of the House. It's an old boys' club that looks like it's always protected in that particular House. But it shows that even in the country, Dale, how much support for that type of behaviour, that type of leadership. Because of the, you know, the support that he gets, it's just disgusting. Ah,
okay.
I don't know. There's no place for it in New Zealand politics.
And you'll maintain your heckling.
Oh, heckling is one thing. He heckles quite often. Heckling is one thing, and that's just how it happens in the House. But to say, you know, to respond like that is that's just ridiculous. Like, get witty. You know, he used to be quite witty. I think he's probably beyond his years of being able to, you know, respond appropriately. So he goes to you know, using that type of response. That's beyond me.
Okay, and enough of that anyway, too, because politics of distraction. Meanwhile, they're hammering down on our treaty rights with legislation that's being passed in the House with the ongoing debate around the treaty. Māori representation and the role of mātauranga Māori in decision-making. Why do you believe these issues are going to be so important for voters in the election? And we're talking with a lot of Māori, not exclusively, because we've got many non-Māori listen to the program too, and I thank them for doing so, trying to get a better handle on this side of our lands. But the hammering down on the treaty and the legislation to put effect to it.
Look, Te Tiriti o Waitangi is the very constitutional document that allows for government to exist in this country in the first place, for us to be able to make legislation and laws, and to absolutely disregard the mana of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, you know, in our legislative agenda here in Aotearoa is, you know, for me, I think this particular government has, what would I say? It has rewound, especially the Crown Māori relations, I would say, in taking us back nearly 40, 50 years of development and building quite a strong legislative agenda here in Aotearoa based on Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And they believe that Te Tiriti o Waitangi has been the barrier for development. Actually, New Zealand as a developed country has had a good reputation in terms of its environmental protections, you know, human protections, and alike. So, you know, for non-Māori out there also, it also protects them. So they think that this document is just for Māori. No. It actually protects all of us. And it has been Te Tiriti o Waitangi that's protected our environment. It has been Te Tiriti o Waitangi that's protected us from corporate greed and international exploitation. There's no doubt about it. And to ignore it and to treat it like how this government has treated it over the last 3 years, you know, you will see the impact of that in the future. But, you know, we have an opportunity to make sure that doesn't happen. If this government gets another 3 years, they will entrench, you know, their harmful and destructive policy legislative agenda, and it will take decades to undo.
Tēnā koe, Rawiri Waititi, co-leader of Te Pāti Māori, with us today. The Iwi Leaders Forum, what have you taken from it, and how united do you sense tribal leadership is in trying to chart a way forward for our people in very difficult political times?
Yeah, I got the sense that they are also wanting change. They have also been ignored in this particular space, and it's a forum where the iwi chairs are able to come together and discuss whatever their ambitions are for their particular iwi and for our people, whether it be economic, social, cultural, environmental issues that are facing us. And so it's that type of forum. We it's a forum that we can also hold each other to account in regards to what we're doing for our people, whether it's in a rangatiratanga space or a kāwanatanga space. Debbie and I went down there, able to get in front of the forum. There's some hard questions, but also, for us as and I got the sentiment that they also want a one-term government and a strategy heading forward, and that's a strategy they probably have to talk about amongst themselves about how we get rid of this government, and knowing the switch to the Māori role ends next week, August the 6th. And I know some people are working hard and some people are not. Some people are sitting on the fence in regards to pushing for our people to be on to the Māori role. But that's where we will get our biggest political influence from, is being on the Māori role. Not many other countries have that opportunity. And Māori have to use the power of the Māori role to be able to make the changes and to gain the political influence that they desire. If not, we will continue to get delivered what we've always been delivered, and that is incremental development and also backward steps through a government like we've got this time. So kia kaha ki te iwi chairs, they've got to continue to have those discussions, but moving forward, we're interested to be able to work together, whether it's in the rangatiratanga space or whether it's in the kāwanatanga space. Both of those spaces, one was protected, rangatiratanga was protected at the Tiriti o Waitangi, and kāwanatanga was consented to by our tipuna, and we just got to understand the two.
Well, tēnā koe. And of course there's a responsibility for our iwi leaders to box on regardless, to show resilience, to not shrink or squirm, because governments come and go, our people don't. So there is a long-term vision that is worth enacting, isn't it, from a tribal leadership perspective. We've seen hostile governments before, and we'll see off them again. What would you say of the need to box on regardless? Yes, we're mindful of the election that looms, but even so, we've got to chart, plan, and put into effect these plans despite potential changes in government. What would you say about the resilience or the expectations that we as a people have on our tribal leadership to chart a way forward irrespective of political outcomes?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And this is why, you don't sit in the Chinese home, you work with them. This is the reason why many of our iwi need to bypass the dependence and also the reliance on government, and charter our own relationships around the world to be able to achieve what we need to achieve. This is the very reason why we need to foster, develop, and maintain relationships that we have with others around the world, with other Indigenous peoples around the world who we feel should be sitting around the table having those discussions to ensure that our development as a people is maintained. We are a stronger economy. We're a faster growing economy than the mainstream economy, and it'll be relationships like the relationships that we've developed with China and with India and other countries around the world that will ensure our survival. And we cannot rely on governments, and especially a government like this, which I believe is the most racist and fascist government we've seen in a lifetime. And moving forward, it is our duty to ensure that we can look beyond, what these types of governments and also, what the economy is doing here in Aotearoa. We need to be looking abroad, and I applaud our people and the iwi that have those relationships. I know, Dale, just on the back doorstep of your town there in Auckland, there's a hospital being led by Māori at the Whānau Waipareira being built. Those are the things that should be celebrated, and those are the examples that we should be taking in regards to doing things without the government and relying on the government, who quite often overlook us and change the legislative settings that ensure that our people die earlier, mortality rates stay at 7 to 10 years earlier than everybody else. It's cancer screening at the levels that doesn't follow the data and the science. Like I said, that will ensure that those mortality rates get wider and not improve. So those are the things that I want to celebrate are those iwi that are keeping and maintaining those relationships. We don't want to send the Chinese home. We want to be able to work with them.
Well, tēnā koe, but you have called for Winston to be removed as the Minister of Foreign Affairs immediately. We'll follow that thread of thinking through in our conversations in the next little while. As always, appreciate your thoughts. All the best until next time. Thank you, Rāwhiti.
Kia ora, Henry. Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe.